From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The United States says it's suspending participation in bilateral channels with Russia to keep a cessation of hostilities in Syria going. Elizabeth Trudeau is a U.S. spokesperson.
Russia and the Syrian regime have chosen to pursue a military course inconsistent with the cessation of hostilities, is demonstrated by intensified attacks against civilian area, targeting of critical infrastructure such as hospitals, preventing humanitarian aid from reaching civilians in need.
She said Russia was unwilling to halt the violence against the rebel-held sector of Aleppo.
The Russians made very clear that they would not cease the attacks that we're seeing, that we saw this weekend, that we saw the attack against the hospital.
In Geneva Monday, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said he was speechless over the carnage in Aleppo.
I strongly condemn the deliberate campaign against the civilians and the health workers and humanitarian personnel trying to save them. The parties have first obligation. Countries with influence are also responsible for ending the attacks.
The fighting in Aleppo continued Tuesday. UN diplomats say the Security Council will begin discussions on a draft resolution that would urge Russia and the U.S. to ensure an immediate truce over the city. Meanwhile, the U.S. confirmed the targeting of a prominent al-Qaeda leader in Syria in a drone strike. At least 9 migrants died Monday in the ongoing flow of people from Africa to Europe. It was a day that saw more than 6,000 migrants rescued by the Italian Coast Guard and humanitarian organizations from dozens of boats on the Mediterranean off Libya's coast. It was one of the highest numbers daily taken off often unseaworthy craft and relocated to Italian ports. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin signed a decree Monday suspending agreement with Washington on disposal of weapons-grade plutonium. It cited a drastic change in circumstances, a threat to strategic stability as a result of what it called unfriendly actions by the U.S., and Washington's failure to fulfill its obligations. White House spokesman Josh Earnest expressed disappointment, saying Washington remains committed to limiting proliferation, reducing the risk of nuclear terrorism.
The plutonium arrangement is one that does reflect the shared priorities of our two countries. We're hopeful that the Russians will recognize that and follow through on the commitments that they've made.
The deal called for both nuclear powers to dispose of weapons-grade plutonium from their defense programs. In Afghanistan, security forces fought to retain control of the northern city of Kunduz after Taliban fighters pushed into the center of the provincial capital Monday that they briefly captured a year ago. RAND Corporation analyst Jonah Blank said the new Kunduz assault shows the continued fighting capability of the Taliban.
The Taliban has shown that it can launch sophisticated and serious attacks in multiple sites at the same time. This attack on Kunduz was reported to have come from 4 directions at once.
The latest fighting came ahead of a 2-day international donors conference on Afghanistan in Brussels. The Colombian government and Marxist rebels are trying to figure out the next step in the peace process, halted by Sunday's surprise rejection of an agreement to end more than half a century of conflict. Voters narrowly defeated the deal in a referendum that critics called too lenient toward rebels.
Como lo dije anoche, el país.
President Juan Manuel Santos said the country needs unity, not grudges, hatred, and polarization. He met with the country's political leadership and called on chief critic, former President Alvaro Uribe, to help him renegotiate and strengthen the pact. Turkey has suspended more than 12,000 police officers over alleged links to exiled Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen, accused of being behind the July failed coup. Tuesday's move came a day after the Turkish government announced it intended to extend a national state of emergency for 3 more months, beginning October 19th, as a crackdown against suspected Gulen sympathizers continues. The U.S. and the Philippines began annual war exercises Tuesday following a recent statement by new President Rodrigo Duterte that it would be the last of his 6-year term. He took office June 30. The exercise on the northern island of Luzon involves 1,500 U.S. and Filipino troops. Washington said it has not been formally notified such drills are ending. Japanese scientist Yoshinori Osumi was awarded this year's Nobel Prize for Medicine for his work on autophagy, the science of how cells break down and recycle their content. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.